It's 8:50 and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Friday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. USDA weighed in this morning with its January reports. The crop production report estimate in billions of bushels for corn for the year, it looks like this, at 13.074 on a yield of 151.1, soybeans at 2.585 on a yield of 41.2. Ending stocks for 2007-08, corn 1.438 billion, soybeans 175 million, and wheat 292 million bushels. Winter seedings, the big number there, the all-winter number at 46.610, below the average trade guesses for 48.586 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of all these numbers in just a few minutes for the opening bell with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. Meanwhile, the Midwest direct hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady in slow trading to end the week. Terminals are mostly steady in a light volume test, tops from $27 to $30. Peoria steady today with a top price of $27. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, January 10th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,936 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $36.50 to $47. The weighted average, $43.62, a gain of $1.55 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $24 to $36.85, the weighted average, $34.53. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,805. The base price range, $36.25 to $49.25. The weighted average, $46.99, a loss of 31 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $28.95 to $40, and the weighted average was $35.24. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 meteorologist Scott Ulthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Today's forecast for Brazil is not much changed except a reduction in southern Brazil's rainfall during the midweek next week. Rain is still expected in most crop areas throughout the nation at one time or another during the next 2 weeks, providing necessary moisture to support normal crop development in most areas. Rain frequency and amounts may be a little restricted at times in both the far south and northeast. And if there's going to be any crop stress that might eventually impact summer crop production, it will be in those areas. Some temporary cooling will occur in Rio Grande do Sul and neighboring areas today and this weekend. Daily high temperatures in most nation over the next full week to 10 days will likely range from the 80s to lower 90s, with several middle and few upper 90s occurring periodically. Low temperatures will remain well above 60 degrees. Rio Grande do Sul has seen its soil depleted of moisture this week, but a few showers on Saturday and more January 18th to 20th will help slow any decline in crop conditions. Cooler temperatures coming over the next few days will help reduce stress. However, in Argentina, things are not all that good. Today's forecast minimizes rain potentials through Wednesday of next week. Totally dry weather is not expected, but the few showers that do pop up will be unable to produce much meaningful rain, given temperatures that will likely be rising back to the 90s and well over 100 degrees during Sunday through Wednesday period. Extreme highs of 100 to 105 will be common in central and northern parts of the nation Monday into Wednesday, when an extreme of 108 is possible in the far north. A few stronger thunderstorms and a little better rain distribution are suggested for Thursday and Friday of next week as high pressure ridge breaks down. There is some potential for a complex of intense thunderstorms that might produce some 1 to 2 inch totals, but the heavy rainfall should not be widespread. Next week's rain may end up of critical importance because of crop stress that is quite probable leading in the period and because the fallout precipitation is nearly non-existent. We believe the second week of the forecast is probably too dry, but until the forecast changes, there will be greater concern about the fate of summer crop conditions. Argentina's crop stress will reach a peak for the season so far during the first half of next week. Cordoba may not be included in the greatest stress because of its recent boon in precipitation. However, Santa Fe, Entre Rios, portions of Buenos Aires, and La Pampa will be stressed rather significantly by the coming heat and dryness. Some additional production cut is possible, especially if rain late next week ends up being lighter than expected, and there's still no good follow-up rain advertised. In U.S. Midwest, rain and snow fell Thursday from northeast Kansas to southern Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio Thursday. Moisture totals were greatest in the southeast half of Ohio and central Kentucky, where 3/10 to 1 inch resulted. Temperatures will likely be cold enough to threaten soft wheat, but snow cover might be adequate to protect the crop anyway. Additional snow might develop January 18th to 19th before a reinforcing shot of cold air arrives around January 20th. The conditions for barge traffic are improving in Illinois River, and the locks that were closed due to the higher water and reverse flows are now open. Rapid ice accumulation will likely occur late next week as some colder Arctic air comes back in the region. That's your Going Air's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 903, up 9, last trade up 10.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 890, up 7.5, last trade up 7.75. July, 777, up 1, last trade up 3/4. March corn opened at 474, down 1, last trade up 5. July, 495, down 1, last trade down up 5.25. December, 492.25, down 1, last trade up 5. January beans opened at 1245, up 1, last trade up 10.5. The July, 1291, down 3/4, last trade up 11.25. November, 1194.5, down 1/2, last trade up 13. January soybean meal opened at 340, down 150, last trade down 50. January soybean oil opened at 50.99, up 14, last trade up 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it didn't take very long. The numbers come out at 7:30, and at 8:08, we see reports from USDA that private exporters reported the sale of 296,000 tons of U.S. corn to South Korea, as well as another sale of 120,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. It looks to me like end users are stepping in strong this morning off of these numbers.
Well, I think that it's about time. They've been just biding their time figuring that we were going to see another lower corn stocks report coming out of the USDA today, and we certainly didn't see that. I mean, we were at $4.1 billion in usage for this last quarter. And end users, if end users haven't taken care of themselves by now, they better get it done because the battle for acreage is going to be is for real. A lot of people were of the opinion we'd already bought a lot of acres away from this. But when you look at the fact that 4.1 billion bushels of usage, if we keep up this pace, and it's likely that we may even pick that pace up a little bit more, that barely gets us to new crop corn with supply.
So I guess then the ending stock numbers under a billion are potentially possible.
Oh, I believe that that's real, and that's another reason that I think that the acreage battle is here for real now because of the fact that we just can't allow ourselves to get that tight. And on the other side, we saw bean stocks go down too. You know, so and wheat planted acres were lower than what the lowest guess was. It was quite an interesting report in that respect.
Yeah, the wheat, let's get to that now, and particularly, I suppose, Kansas City wheat. It looks to me like, given these numbers, we could see some real swings in the Kansas City wheat today to the upside.
Well, I think the Kansas City wheat is certainly going to be the leader, you know, and it's primarily because it was so dry they just plain didn't get the stuff in the ground. And you know, of course, if wheat goes higher, corn goes higher, beans go higher, it's quite the complex needs acres in all areas. And that's an unusual or kind of a perfect storm situation.
So if corn and wheat and soybeans all need to go higher, Jackie, where does the land come out of? Does it come out of cotton? Does it come out of milo? I mean, where is it going to come out of?
Well, my personal opinion is it's going to come a lot more is going to come out of cotton again this year, and that was probably. Anticipated already because of the fact that cotton stocks are certainly going to fall. We had absolute record numbers last year just because it was really wet down in the south. I'm sure that we're going to look at some more double crop beans which could help us, you know, bean stock wise. But it's going to be interesting. I'm sure some people are going to say, well, we planted less wheat, so that's going to go to corn, and maybe we won't worry about it as much. But I think the reaction today isn't going to really look that closely at that.
What should producers do today, then?
Uh-huh. Well, the first thing I think a producer needs to think about is what I talked about last week, and that is just get some puts in place, because we don't know how high this corn can go, but we certainly need to protect ourselves from any type of a pullback also. And so I look at puts as being the right thing to do, and I know the reaction is going to be it's way too expensive, but no, it's not. Because this market could go, if it goes a dollar higher than this, and you've spent 35 cents on a put, you've picked up 65 cents, and you still have value in that put. If the market goes a buck higher, and you did it in cash, you're done.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.